USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions. Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship.
It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs.
President Biden delivering remarks about Build Back Better at McHenry County College in Crystal Lake, Illinois. The president saying he wants to provide 4 free years of extra education for all Americans, which starts with preschool as the second part of his infrastructure plan.
I want to guarantee an additional 4 years of public education for every person in America, starting with providing 2 years of universal high-quality preschool for 3 and 4-year-olds.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden is meeting with officials from the top federal agencies on Wednesday to discuss strategies for dealing with ransomware attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is meeting with leaders from the Departments of State, Justice, Homeland Security, and the intelligence community. Psaki saying ransomware will be one of the main topics of discussion. A former police captain wins a Democratic primary in New York City's mayoral race.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Ohio is the latest state to send law enforcement to the Texas-Mexico border as part of a plan to slow a surge in illegal immigration. Ohio Highway Patrol troopers will help with border surveillance. They're set to arrive in Texas later this week and will stay for 2 weeks. This comes as we await the number of illegal crossings in June, which are expected to be just as high as the previous months since President Biden took office. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her 3 daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase. And what I can say in all the years that I've had personal experience in dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family unit. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window. There's no females out here, there's no children out here, and there are absolutely no family units out in this way. It's all mostly single males that are traveling in groups. It's unacceptable. No one here should be afraid of, you know, having their kids play in their yard or riding their bikes down the street. And none of my neighbors should be fearful of going out to water their plants in the morning or the evening and being able to sleep at night.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.